It's Friday morning once again, time for the Holistic Living with Dr. Leslie show. We have a full house here today. We got Paper Mirrors over here, Darius, DJ BG, Dr. Leslie, and what's your name again, brother?
Aaron.
And Aaron in the home. All right, and of course, and always Merck. What's going on here this Friday, Dr. Leslie? We're still in the Pain to Gain series.
We
right?
are so going into the pain. And let me tell you what, look at how full this room's getting. You know why? Because everybody's got the pain, and they want to know what to do with the pain.
That's right. That's right. Let's get rid of the pain.
So that's right. We're going further into From Pain to Gain, and this is session two. We are going to start today on talking about physical pain.
Okay.
And learning what that's all about, and learning the tools on how to become the master.
All right. Okay? Let's master that.
Well, you know, what I want to do today is actually go back to the beginning again, just to remind people really what this is all about. We're talking about something called PAIN, and most people are spending a lot of their energy and time in life trying to avoid it.
That's right.
Okay, in one way or another, whether it's mental, emotional, physical pain. And this week we're going to be talking about physical pain.
Okay.
Next week we're going to go a bit further into that, and then the 2 weeks after that we're going to talk about mental, emotional pain. And
all
as
right.
I said last week, the most prescribed drug in the world, in all Western countries, is antidepressant.
The antidepressant,
that's
yes.
right. So there's so many people trying to get out of their mental, emotional pain.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be talking about how to get to the core of that, not just treating the symptoms, but the cause.
Absolutely,
okay?
Absolutely.
Okay, right now, you know, I just wanted to remind all of our listeners and ourselves that holistic living is about informed, intentional choices in all areas of life, body, mind, and spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now that means examine choices in all areas. That means relationships, health, finances, work, how we spend our time, how we focus our thoughts, and what vision we hold for our future. Okay, so my question today is, what vision would be great for our future as it pertains to pain?
All right, now
in life. Okay, so I'm going to focus our minds for a minute on something that we often are trying not to think about.
I mean, we must face.
Trying to shut out the pain mm-hmm. with the noise, shut out the pain with the pills,
mm-hmm.
shut out the pain with the TV.
Okay,
you
and
know,
so many other things.
There are. Okay, what if instead of becoming distraught, depressed, victimized, paralyzed, and generally stuck in pain, we hold a vision of becoming masters of our lives?
Beautiful.
Like a master martial artist who's able to turn what would be a devastating blow if we stayed in its way
mm-hmm.
into an energy that we direct with our own intention and work with for our own progress.
All right, now.
Okay, now this is what I'm talking about leading ourselves to.
Mm-hmm.
Coming to that place where life brings nothing that we are trying to avoid, because we are not feeling threatened by anything.
Come on.
Okay? Because we've become masters of working with life and not resisting what comes to where we end up in pain.
Hmm.
Okay? Now, there's a few steps, obviously, to get to that place.
Okay.
But, you know, what brings me to this point is, if you stood in the way and resisted the blow as that martial artist, it will injure you. It's going to cause some damage and pain, because resistance causes injury.
Hmm.
And resistance is the true deepest cause of pain.
Okay.
Okay. Resisting what is in any moment causes contraction, blocked energy.
Mm-hmm.
We withdraw. Okay. Emotional and mental negativity. And when resisted further, causes storage of unprocessed energy. Okay. Now, when I'm talking about storage of unprocessed energy in this way, I'm talking about feelings and emotions that we're trying to avoid.
Okay, that we suppress.
We suppress them, okay? Emotion means energy in motion, okay? Emotions are simply energy that need to keep moving. And once we stop that movement,
mm-hmm.
we block it, we lock it, and it gets trapped in the physical body.
All right.
Okay?
All right.
This causes what I'm going to call an energetic dam.
Hmm.
Okay? Just imagine blocking that flowing stream in the physical body. And over time, that blockage will increase. You'll end up with a backlog behind it. And eventually, it will express itself as injury, illness, or disease.
Wow. Okay? So there's the pain.
Well, and there is the body-mind connection. Mm-hmm. Okay. That is where your emotions and thoughts end up translating eventually into disease and illness in the physical body.
I see.
Okay. Now, that happens because distorted energetic flow in the body will always eventuate into physical distortion.
Always.
Okay. Why? Because your body is built on an energetic matrix.
That's right.
New word for today.
I love it.
The matrix.
The energetic matrix.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Okay. This template results in physical form. Now, that reminds me, I'm going to tell you when this really hit home for me, this concept.
All right.
I had, when I was living in New Zealand, mm-hmm. which I was there for 18 years and just came to America a couple years ago, coming back home again.
Okay.
I had something called an herbal body wrap. Hmm. It's a deep, deep, intense detoxification wrap.
Wow.
Okay? So these cotton cloth wraps are soaked in these particular herbs that help to draw toxin out through the skin. Okay? I had this wrap done. A close friend of mine had it done while I was out of town. I was living in a situation where we had some roommates in a home, right?
Okay.
So a close friend had done this, and he was standing out in the driveway when I came home from being out of town. I saw him with his shirt off, and I said, "Have you been working out?" I mean, he looked so buff and toned.
All right. Whoa, whoa, buff and toned. Buff and toned. Here we go.
This is a common theme with
the
that.
The buff and tone is a serious
buff
thing.
Buff and tone. This is the buff and tone show. Wow, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Hello, David, did you just wake up? Wait, what happened?
I thought you were talking about me when you said buff and tone.
All right, you tuned in then. All right, we got
David.
You.
Next week is the fitness show with Paper with, Mary.
Oh, okay.
Fitless. That's Fitless show.
All right.
None of my clothes fit me, by the way.
No, wow. No, we're going to talk about those New Year's resolutions here in a minute.
Okay.
But back to my
in
story.
In April.
No, okay.
Oh, right. Wait for it. Hold on.
Back
and wait
to my
for
story.
It.
Okay, so I'm coming home from out of town, and mm-hmm. my buddy is looking pretty buff, and I'm
shirtless.
Thinking, have you been working out? And he goes, no. And I said, you've been swimming? What? I can't believe, because there was an observable difference.
Wow.
All right? And he goes, I've been gone for like 2 weeks. And he goes, well, I had an herbal body wrap. And I went, what?
Is that sounds like a sandwich to me. can I have two of those?
Yeah. Hold the mayo.
So, Doc, how effective are these herbal body wraps?
Well, wait, let me tell you. I'll tell you because I'm going to, believe it or not, this herbal body wrap changed my body physically.
Okay? Wow.
And this is going to, I'm trying to explain this link between that energetic matrix.
Yes.
So, I'm asking him, and then he ends up telling me about this huge emotional release that he had after he had this herbal body wrap. And I'm looking at his physical body, and I'm like, what? This is weird.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And trust me, I've been in natural health care for a while, but I didn't get it to this level.
All right.
So I said, well, I want to experience this thing. So I got the same herbal body wrap, and the next day, I said, well, I don't feel any different. I didn't have some big transformational emotional release. And he goes, go look at yourself in the mirror. This was summertime, you know, when I was wearing like a short top. And I go look in the mirror, and he goes, look at your back. Okay, now I'm just going to say here now, and this story will come out more later.
Oh, right now.
I had a severe spinal disorder when I was young, and I had most of my spine fused when I was 14 years old.
Okay.
So I had severe scoliosis, okay?
Okay.
And this herbal body wrap actually made a drastic change in the physical structure where I had this intense kind of hump on one side of my back, like a muscle spasm that still was there from that curve.
Okay.
It had flattened out like 80%.
Woo!
Now, when we come back in a minute, I'm going to tell you how an herbal body wrap could change the structure of my body like that.
Goodness gracious. You're listening to 103.3 FM, 1370 AM, the Holistic Living Show with Dr. Leslie. Stay tuned.
No doubt now. Check it out now. No doubt, yo. Special girl, real good girl. Biggest thing in my itty bitty world. Call her up and she made me feel right. Wish the bliss could never take flight. Sitting back with this mic in my hand. Spitting hot shit, trying to see grand. Imprinted on my mind every minute. Make my plans and you always in it, y'all. Such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. And even though we both fly, give each other space and not the evil eye. Acting like grown-ups, don't even try to hide, cause the spot blown up. Girlfriend telling you she wanna see. I say I don't know, but you say gladly. And when we both do it, we go on and on and on and on and on and sweeter than Ben and Jerry. Can I rhyme? Well, you know I guess mine. Sitting around in my abstract car. This abstract thing going abstract far, yeah. Such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. Yeah, such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. Check it, check it. Check it, look at me. Yeah, yeah. Such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. Check it, yeah. Check it, look at me. Check it, look at ya. Check it, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get online and check us out on the web at WGIVCharlotte.com. Listen live. Live. Check out the latest music videos and what's happening in and around your city. Two, three, four. Log on now to WGIVCharlotte.com.
Hey, I'm a guy, not really interested in art or art galleries. But my fiancé has a different way of thinking. She took me to Eccentric Christian Art Gallery, 1506 Central Avenue. It's right on top of Reggae Central. I didn't know they had some of the best art paintings. Original art, work by local and national artists. And it's for sale, too. Plus, at Eccentric Christian Art Gallery, they have arts and crafts on Saturdays for children ages 5 through 7. But you must register each child. It's free to get in. Walk-ins are welcome, or you can call for an appointment. But make sure you find out about the upcoming events, like solo art shows, Christian spoken word, and more. Eccentric Christian Art Gallery is located at 1506 Central Avenue, right above Reggae Central. Trust me, the art gallery is something you should not miss out on. For more information, call Eccentric Christian Art Gallery at 804-477-9445. That's 804-477-9445. Eccentric Christian Art Gallery. Come one, come all. There's an artist in each and every one of us.
Fight back for your American dream. Every day, more and more Americans are foreclosed upon, despite the unknown irregularities in the loan document. America's Best Audit provides their customers with a market title, counseling services, forensic and securitization audits. They perform a securitized audit on your property to discover possible excessive fees and charges levied by the lender, as well as possible fraudulent or abusive mortgage practices and deceptive predatory lending practices. If your home was foreclosed on, or you were wrongly foreclosed out of your property, you may qualify for a cash compensation. America's Best Audit works with over 1,000 real estate and mortgage professionals, as well as attorneys that are widely recognized as the industry leaders. Whatever your situation and the challenges you face, get to know the team that's committed to you and your home. Call America's Best Audit now at 888-614-9744. Call now, 888-614-9744.
And now coming to the stage, Lockefeller Almighty.
So you want your degree in lockology. You say you want to be the top lockologist. Well, just who are you locking with? You see, if you're not locking with Lockefeller, then you're not locking at all. Pass the ball so we can lock so tight ball heads want to find me. Dreadlock Society, none of y'all can't see me. Lockefeller Almighty. Now repeat after me. Let it grow.
Let it grow.
Let it grow.
And then we twist.
And then we twist.
And let it hang.
And let it hang.
What we call that?
It's a dreadlock thing.
Good night. Lockefeller Lock and Twist Butter and Lock and Twist Gel. Available at RayzacProducts.com and all beauty supply stores everywhere. Get locked up. Rayzac.
WGIV, WGIV. You're listening to WGIV 103.3, the soul of Charlotte.
We gotta have it!
Gotta have it!
Gotta have it!
Gotta have it!
1, 2, 3!
Gotta have it!
I Akwaba, welcome back. You are listening to Holistic Living with Dr. Leslie. This portion of the show is brought to you by Firewater Restaurant and Bar, located at 8708 J.W. Clay Boulevard, out there in the UNCC area. You can visit them at firewater.com. That's also where you can reserve your table. They are having Sunday brunch every Sunday from 10 to 2 p.m. Their phone number is 704-549-0050. Let me just give a shout out and clap a little bit. Bravo. I must say that that Bravo out there at North Lake Mall, quite a meal.
Let me tell you something. Darius, who just came on board, came and when we asked him about the food,
right. What was his response? Can we get that response again?
Can we?
Woo-hoo!
All right now, Bravo.
Now it was definitely. And if you mention. Where are they located?
They are located at 6851 North Lake Mall Drive, out there at North Lake Mall. 28216 is the zip code.
It's right next to the Dick's Sporting Goods.
That's right on the outside.
They also have valet parking.
They do.
So,
they do.
And if you go in there and you mention WGIV Paper Mirrors,
ooh,
let them know that you heard us on the radio. That they'll give you a free appetizer.
That's right. That's right. Their number is 704-597-1455.
And they also have the, I think it's, if I'm wrong, I'll pay the extra. But
okay.
I think it's $2.99 beer bites.
Oh.
3 to 6 or something.
Goodness gracious.
3 to 7,
me.
By the way.
3 to 7.
But anyway, there's definitely, the food was excellent.
Worth so the drive.
We'll get
definitely
the tiramisu.
Oh, yeah.
Eat tiramisu.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's right. I had the chicken. What did I have?
Masala.
Yeah, I needed a dictionary to order the food on that menu. but it was crazy.
It was filling though.
It was very filling.
What about the desserts too?
Wow, I don't even want to talk about the desserts.
I got spoiled up in there.
Yeah, no doubt. Give thanks, Dr. Leslie.
Okay, I hear you folks, and I know that the show is pain to gain, but we're not talking about gaining like that.
Oh, no. Okay? She said cut it out with the gain and weight thing. Y'all leave that alone.
There was no pain that day.
None.
But what did the scale say about that gain?
Oh, I'm good.
Oh, they put it on you.
They do.
I've been to
Brahma's.
I think my metabolism is
No, my husband, I love their appetizers. We've been over there for some of their like kind of happy hour specials with their appetizers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Divine.
Okay. You heard that from Dr. Leslie.
So let's talk about this body wrap, because
sounds like we're really going to have to do some rapping after you
guys
have been going to Bravo's how many times this week?
Oh, just once. But
I've been there twice, actually.
And how many tiramisu?
That was on the down low.
I'm trying to get
sneaking out to Bravo.
We're going to leave the herbal body wrap cards at the exit desk when you're leaving Bravo.
There you go.
Yeah, that'd
no,
be cool.
Honestly, their food is irresistible.
There we go. And
so
we're all going to get wrapped up.
So after you go there and do that, then you call Dr. Leslie.
Okay, to get wrapped up. That's
right.
Matter of fact, if you go to Paper Mirrors Reflection at blogspot.com, you can check out the
Bravo review.
And
wonderful.
The pictures and the food and stuff is crazy.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So for those who are just tuning in.
Yes, indeed.
What we're actually talking about is the body-mind connection and how the physical body is actually set up on an energetic matrix.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just explain right now that understanding this is the key to understanding a lot of alternative health care therapies.
Okay.
So there's a lot of therapies out there that you've probably heard of and might not understand how they work. And they're working with the energetic flow in the body.
Mm-hmm.
Therapies like acupuncture.
Yes.
Okay. That stimulate specific points that help to open up blocked energetic flow through
That's
the
right.
body. That plumbing
mm-hmm.
is called meridians.
Yep.
Okay, it's called the meridian system.
Yes, it is.
And so that's just one system of analysis understanding this energetic matrix. All right. So let me get back to the herbal body wrap story.
Yes, please.
So the story was that I got my own herbal body wrap after seeing a friend have great results from it in a few ways, and I was going, but I don't feel anything. And he said, but go look at your back.
Yeah.
Okay.
He had seen something.
Yes. Okay. This friend of mine happened to be a holistic medical doctor.
All right.
Okay. So he practices medicine. We had four people living in the house at the time. It's called a flatting arrangement. In
okay.
Zealand. We flat.
Y'all flat.
We don't room. We flat.
We flat.
Yeah.
I
even
got
if
you.
The house isn't flat.
Yeah. You still
it,
flat.
We call it a flat. And we all flat. That
all
means
right.
you're sharing the space.
Love it.
Okay. So I go and look, and sure enough, off this little hump on my back where I'd had this muscle spasm since I was a child.
Okay.
With the severe scoliosis that I had flattened out drastically.
Mm.
Now, look, I thought I knew a lot.
Okay.
And I'd been doing holistic care, and I've been a chiropractor for 14 years at that time.
Hmm.
And I could not for the life of me understand.
What had just happened to you.
That's right.
Amazing.
He explained. I said, how in the world can a detoxification process create structural change?
Wow.
Okay? And he said, because the structure is built on the energetic matrix, and when you pull those toxins out that degree, you're actually shifting the energetic matrix.
I love it.
Okay? So I had a structural change from that. That's my own little personal testimonial. But that just helps you understand
the intensity.
You know, this is how what's called energy healing works on the physical body.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, if somebody goes and waves their hands over me or holds my feet or puts needles in these points, you know, how is that going to make a difference to my physical problem?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This is how. It's actually rearranging that foundational energetic structure that your physical body is built on.
Wow.
Okay? And remember we said before that if you start damming up those drainage lines,
mm-hmm.
you end up with a blockage.
Yes.
And you end up with an increasing accumulation, like a backlog there. And that distortion just grows and grows until eventually it's going to show up as a physical illness. That's right.
Mm.
Or, you know, or some sort of distortion there, mm-hmm. because it's an energetic distortion first.
Gotcha.
And now we can work on that a couple different ways. If you, you know, if you go to get help with that,
okay.
you know, you can work on the physical part of it. And if you don't take care of the underlying cause of that blockage underneath it,
okay.
then you're really only treating the symptom.
Oh, we got to get to the core.
You see? So even if it's appropriate and you do get a physical assistance at the time, you need to understand that there's a difference between treating a symptom and actually treating the cause or true healing
mm-hmm.
of the body. So you got to get to the core of the cause of the block.
Gotcha.
Okay, to start with. So,
how does the emotional body, because we also have an emotional body as
yes.
well, how does that tie into a lot of the physical manifestations of diseases and pain and stuff like that?
Well, this is what we were talking about as far as the body-mind connection, David. When you...
Paper mirrors.
Oh, excuse me, paper. Paper. So paper, when you avoid, again, it's about resistance, all right? When you resist a feeling, when you start to have an emotional wave come through you
mm-hmm.
that you do not want to feel, and your body mind says, I can't process this right now.
Okay.
Okay, if you don't get back to that later, it's going to be locked in and held in your emotional field.
It'll get back to you.
Okay. So first you can have, let's just say that before pain ever lands on the physical body, when it's linked to this type of birth, okay, when it's been birthed emotionally, it first sets up in your emotional body, okay? And that's, you know, some people call that one of the light bodies. These are your energetic bodies.
Right,
some people call it the aura, okay? There's a true anatomy to this structure. There's energetic anatomy, just like there's physical anatomy.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I'm telling you that in 50 years from now, it's going to be so normal,
uh-huh.
you know, that it'll be in mainstream of what we're doing all the time.
That's
but right now, it seems as weird as... you know, as bloodletting does, which used to be mainstream medicine back in George Washington
exactly.
day.
Exactly.
Okay.
I actually like it. I like anything herbal because it's like natural. And when something's natural, it just feels right, you know? And it just gets your mind. And it's like a fresh haircut, you know?
Okay.
Or like when you get your hair done, you just get this like euphoria just out of nowhere. And you start walking, it's like, what is that?
That's pretty interesting. Okay, so, you know, when you say that, when you're talking about feeling a difference in yourself when you got your hair cut, that kind of buzz, that tingling,
you've
actually made a little bit of a change in your energetic field.
All right,
you
now.
You have. Did you notice that Buddhist monks have their head shaved?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay?
True.
So it actually makes a difference to what you're perceiving. Your body has little feelers and sensors all over it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so even having something like your hair cut can make a change in what you're perceiving. But back to Paper's question there, okay? We get an emotion that comes through, and we block processing that energy. Okay, that means we don't allow ourselves to feel and experience the emotion. Hmm. We lock it away, okay. And you've got an energetic dam right there in the emotional body. Okay, So that will build up, and eventually it's going to translate into the physical body.
Wow.
All right? Wow. So, and energetic healing helps to, and a lot of people have heard of Reiki healing.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Dr. Oz from the Oprah Winfrey Show
right. Is
a big supporter of that. Said he has been using it for many years in the theater, in surgery. We don't call it a theater here, do we? What do we call it? The operating room.
Yeah, they call it the operating room. I like the theater. That's awesome.
Go I don't ahead. Know. You know, it's not like a performance, but maybe. I don't know. But anyway, more and more medical practitioners are beginning to incorporate natural health care in with their practice.
Yes,
and they're
are.
Seeing the value of supporting what they're doing mm-hmm. with energetic therapies as well.
Okay.
That are helping to work from the energetic level, not just the physical level. So that's how we end up with the emotional translating into a physical distortion, basically.
Wow, you got
does
that?
A lot of the insurance companies cover that? Is that included, like some of this type of energetic healing and stuff?
I would say not yet. Okay.
Because my next question would be that, especially when it comes to, you know, finances. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And we definitely, someone is listening right now, the insurance doesn't cover it. Is it expensive?
Not as expensive as drugs and surgery.
Okay,
right,
then.
Right.
Okay? I'll speak it.
And
okay.
I'm going to say this, especially in this country.
Hmm.
Now, I'm not even going to go there today.
All
but
right.
I will just
well,
say.
We will soon.
After living in New Zealand for 18 years.
All right.
Medication in this country costs like 10 times more for the same drug in the same amount at some medications, but the prices here are outrageously high.
Okay.
And now the government has put laws down that disallows us from even buying our drugs overseas or Canada.
Hmm.
It used to be that people were sourcing their drugs outside of America because they could get better prices.
Right.
And now we can't do that even.
So wow.
There's, you know, there's a bit of a gridlock going on here, and I feel that the medical system and the insurance system has really got America by the throat.
Yeah, literally.
But that's another conversation.
Yeah, for another time.
So at the moment, what we're talking about is pain, moving from pain to gain. So that we understand how to be masters in our lives,
mm-hmm.
not victims of what's going to happen and running to try to avoid pain.
Yes.
And then sabotaging ourselves physically and mentally and emotionally and spiritually.
Yes.
Okay.
So, Doc, would you say sabotaging yourself, that's like the pain medicine that most people are prescribed. Would you consider that as a form of sabotage?
Oh, you're talking about like a pharmaceutical drug?
Yes, yes.
Well, let's think about it for a minute. Okay, I think I mentioned this last week. If the smoke alarm goes off, what are you going to do? Are you going to go and pull the batteries out of the alarm to make the darn thing shut up, or are you going to go look for the fire?
You're going to go look for the fire.
You see? So pain is your communication that says something's wrong, all right? And just taking a pain pill and ignoring it and making that signal shut up is like pulling the batteries out of your smoke alarm, okay? Mm-hmm. It's letting whatever was causing your body to try to communicate to you, it's allowing that to keep happening and shutting off the communication.
Mm.
So, you know,
wow.
Mastering this is coming down to being the listener and being willing and able to communicate with your body and your life.
It sounds like a new rap lyric.
Okay, now.
So it's like that's just that temporary fix to keep you coming back and spending money on more medication then.
Well, now I'm not going to go so far to say that it's that much of a setup, but I will say that, yes, that is the end result, whether it was intended that way or not.
Right.
Yeah?
Yes,
yeah.
That is the end result.
So, you know, what does this mean in life? It means that the more we master the ability to let go of resistance in the body and in the mind, the less pain we will experience and the less potentially painful experiences we will attract.
Hmm.
Okay?
All right. That's,
you know,
very important.
We govern what we bring into our life as well.
Yes, we do.
And again, that is, we're going to go further into that soon, too. In just a few moments, we're going to be going further into what to do about physical pain in the body when you've already got that dam built up energetically and you've got the backlog and you are suffering.
Woo, holistic living with Dr. Leslie on 103.3 FM, 1370 AM. You gotta stay tuned.
Ain't nobody worrying when the shots fly high and the sirens start to ring. Ain't nobody worrying when the kids die young and the mothers are suffering. Ain't nobody praying when they kneel down low. All they're doing is tying the shoestring. Ain't nobody worrying no more, no more, no more, no more. The homeless have nowhere to turn when their stomachs start to burn, cause they ain't got food to eat. How the children gonna learn when they gotta take turns, cause they ain't got books to read. Then our babies turn to crime, started getting high, cause the job train's kinda slow. Cause ain't nobody worrying no more, no more, no more, no more, no more. When the tears start to fall and you can't see your way, just will carry on, come on, judgment day. You don't have to mourn, devil's on the way. Cause ain't nobody
GIV Pineville, Charlotte, WGCD Chester.
It's the Doug Bank Show.
Have you ever been misled by somebody you met online, a dating site, an old friend on Facebook? Somehow you were misled.
I met a woman online. We talked on the phone. So she came to Chicago, and I set up dinner reservations, and I'm waiting, and then this woman comes up, and she says, "Are you Mike?" She looked nothing like her pictures. As it turned out, she was the daughter of the woman I had been talking to. Mm. The mother said she couldn't meet any nice black men, so the mother, who was very, very attractive, was looking for a man for her daughter. I'm in my early 50s, and this woman, she wasn't even 30 yet.
So after you slept with her, what happened?
This young lady who I thought was my friend, they told me, she said, "Hey, this guy want to meet you." She said, "He's really good looking, and he's so fine." And I'm telling you, I wouldn't. He was so ugly. I feel so he's the ugliest thing I've ever seen in my life, and I was so mad at her. So I don't do blind dates.
It's the Doug Banks Show, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. till 7 p.m.
It's the Doug Banks Show.
Fight back for your American dream. Every day, more and more Americans are foreclosed upon, despite the unknown irregularities in the loan document. America's Best Audit provides their customers with a market title, counseling services, forensic and securitization audits. They perform a securitized audit on your property to discover possible excessive fees and charges levied by the lender, as well as possible fraudulent or abusive mortgage practices and deceptive predatory lending practices. If your home was foreclosed on, or you were wrongly foreclosed out of your property, you may qualify for a cash compensation. America's Best Audit works with over 1,000 real estate and mortgage professionals, as well as attorneys that are widely recognized as the industry leaders. Whatever your situation and the challenges you face, get to know the team that's committed to you and your home. Call America's Best Audit now at 888-614-9744. Call now, 888-614-9744.
Are you looking for medical information you can trust? Urban House Call is the premier source of health and wellness information for the Black community. I am Dr. Carla Robinson.
And I'm Dr. Robert Robinson. And we want you to join us here on WGIV 103.3 FM, Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. for our show, The Urban House Call.
Each week, you'll hear from medical experts providing you with the information you need to make the best health and lifestyle choices for you and your family.
Discussing topics ranging from high blood pressure and diabetes to mental health and sexual health, we desire to be your one-stop shop for all things health-related. So join us Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. right here for The Urban House Call.
Visit us online at www.urbanhousecallmagazine.com. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Urban House Call and tell us the issues you want to discuss on upcoming shows.
So tune in Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. for The Urban House Call. It's a health thing and we've got to understand.
Get online and check us out on the web at WGIVCharlotte.com. Listen live.
Live.
Check out the latest music video and what's happening in and around your city. Log on now. Log on now to WGIVCharlotte.com.
Akwaba, welcome back to Holistic Living with Dr. Leslie. Let me just let everyone know that this portion of the show is being brought to you by the one and only Mr. Robbie Price out there at the Robbie Price Agency on Davis Lake Parkway, address 8439 Davis Lake Parkway, Suite A3. Ooh, he's the insurance agent with a heart. Listen, you can call Robbie at 704-593-0365. If you go out there and get a quote, you get a cup of Starbucks coffee.
Any beverage, by the way. Not just coffee. If you want to get a frat.
Well, go.
If you want a green tea.
Come on.
Any beverage from Starbucks, Robbie's giving with that quote.
With the quote.
You know, and also with Firewater, I just want to emphasize that Sundays they're having the brunch from 10 to 3.
Oh, it extended an hour. Wonderful.
No, 10 to 2. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
I extended it. Yeah.
Okay, you'll be there from 2 to 3.
Because it's a buffet.
I understand.
So I want a little extra time
with
the buffet, you know, to savor the moment, you know?
Right, no doubt.
But they have $3 mimosas.
That's important.
And $3 margaritas.
Ooh.
Is it margaritas? No.
It's martinis. Bloody Marys.
No. Martinis.
Oh, you know what? You all have to go and find out.
No, it's martini.
It's martini.
Is it? No,
it's
Mimosa, Bloody Mary.
For sure.
You know what?
I
got to get myself together. It's Bloody Mary.
Yes.
Bloody Mary.
Okay. Yes.
It's something.
That you want for $3.
That doesn't cost $3 normally.
Just go check it out on Sunday.
Okay. And I'm actually designing their new website.
Wonderful.
But in the meantime, you can make a reservation at firewatercharlotte.com. Just enter the reservation and my boy, Ahmad. Also the chef.
Yes, he's amazing.
He's an amazing chef.
He's amazing.
Let me tell you something. He fed us yesterday, right, Darius?
Oh, yeah. He gave me, see, I'm not usually in to trying medium rare, right?
Okay.
I do well done. I say, what do you want? Well done. Well, he just hooked me up meals free. So I said, okay, that's great. And the burger was just out, and it was all crafty. It looked like it was something on the Food Channel.
Come on
now. And then the chips, they were, you know, like chef chips. They weren't like, you know, your Lay's. They were just laying there.
Hmm.
And it was just take a second to look at it.
Oh, right.
So I looked at it.
Okay.
And I was like, what am I going to do with this?
Huh.
It's not well done. And I don't want to disrespect the chef.
Okay.
Never disrespect the chef.
No, never.
Never. Don't come back if you do.
That's right.
But I picked up the burger.
Okay.
Put the bun on top of the burger.
Oh, because,
you know, it was crafty and it just had to look great.
Right.
And I bit it.
Yeah.
And I took a second.
All right.
And now he orders well done.
No, now he orders medium
now
well.
Or medium.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, now he orders medium well.
I have no, I just eat the food. I don't know how to order it. Can I just point when I go to restaurants?
Yeah.
And not even at the words, at the pictures. Can I get the left side of this menu, by the way?
Wow.
So we revamping Firewater Sunday brunch 10 to 2. Let them know that WGIV sent you. And you'll have a great time, by
That's
the way.
Right. It's a guarantee.
It's a great atmosphere, too.
Guaranteed.
Yep.
Dr. Leslie, gracious.
Okay, class, we're back on track with the from pain to gain.
That's right. That's right.
And we don't mean gaining pounds.
That's right.
Even though it wouldn't sound that way today. Okay, so in a moment, we are going to actually find out how understanding that menu and thinking about what we're ordering is going to make a difference to this whole pain scenario.
Okay.
My. So, and this comes down to a little bit of self-responsibility,
doesn't it? All right, then. Yes, it does.
So remember, everybody, what is it that's going to give us mastery over pain? What's going to be our ticket to not living in pain?
To pain-free life. Okay.
Letting go of resistance.
That's right.
Okay. Wow. So we're talking about resistance in the mind, and we're going to go deeper into that in a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be when we actually go into the tools of how to move out of stinking thinking.
Stinking thinking. Mm. Don't want none of that.
I like that.
All right. And understanding how your thoughts actually cause effects in your physical body.
That's right.
Okay? And how
that's
your
right.
mind doesn't
differentiate between, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Where's the dictionary? No. The mind doesn't differentiate thought, dreams, or what's really happening.
Right.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
So you experience the actual emotion, you know, physically. You feel the effects as
that's
well.
Right, with that's everything. Right.
So and visualization is very important when we're trying to shift from a victim or pain-minded, you know,
mindset.
Trying to avoid and resistance, and we start to shift and think about pleasant healing thoughts.
All right.
I think, which is definitely a part of the healing process when it's dealing with energies.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. And what paper's talking about is that the mind doesn't know the difference between thought and reality.
That's right.
Mm. Okay. So
as deep as it is.
As far as your physical body and your mind goes, your thoughts are your reality.
That's right.
Which means what?
Hmm.
You create your own reality.
That's right.
When you start choosing your own thoughts.
Come on now. Okay?
Thoughts of things.
That's right. So now let's talk about it for a moment on that level. We're going to look at mental resistance because, as we've already discussed, negative stuck ways of thinking becomes blocked mental emotional energy that translates into blocked physical energy.
That's right.
And eventually expresses itself through the body if it's stuck there long enough.
All
right. Okay?
All right.
So in 2 weeks' time on session 4 of Moving from Pain to Gain, we're going to go into the stinking thinking habit changes.
All right,
okay?
Now.
Anyway, these blocked thoughts and feelings eventually cause that energetic backlog in various parts of the body, and it's going to result in you either attracting an injury into that blocked part. Now, remember, we talked about that on the first show.
That's
okay,
right.
About how where you don't have energetic flow in your body, your body is going to draw into itself something to bring your awareness there.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
So remember that when these things are happening, it's actually there to help you.
Right.
Not harm you. But if you...
Even if it hurts a little.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. If you start taking the emotion and the judgment out of your experience of pain the way animals do,
okay.
They don't have that emotional, you know, animals aren't getting hurt and crying.
Right.
Right. The animals don't have the emotional component with pain. I mean, they'll cry out for a moment, but they don't have the emotional attachment to pain that we do.
Right.
Okay. When we can start looking at it more analytically, like the scientist, and stepping above that kind of victim reaction, that knee-jerk reaction,
right,
then we can start becoming masters and shifting to where we're moving this into a positive experience, not a negative, and we can shift out of pain.
That's right.
At any rate, so we're remembering that the distorted energetic matrix of the body is that the body's built upon will develop a physical illness or express itself in other physical imbalances when it's not dealt with. Okay. Now, besides the mind causing resistance that results in this kind of an outcome, we also have physical resistances. Okay. So this is another cause of distortion and imbalance that clogs up the energetic system. And let's talk about what those are. Okay.
All right.
Number one, you've got poisons and toxins in the body from our diet and environment.
Number one.
And from what else? Medications and drugs.
Come on.
Okay. Do you know those things are toxic? Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. They may have a place in the moment
right.
to help you get from A to B, but you want to aim for true healing
all right.
and to get off of that toxic substance because it's going to cause other problems in your body.
Okay.
That's why one drug leads to another,
mm-hmm.
leads to another.
Hmm.
Okay?
All right.
What's another physical cause of this distortion? What's another physical resistance? Nutritional deficiencies.
Hmm.
Okay?
All right.
Starving our body of nutrients it needs is easy to do in a Western diet. And that's
easy.
Where I'm talking
Too
about
easy.
Knowing what you're doing
mm-hmm.
when you're putting that thing in your mouth.
That's right.
Okay? It is real easy in the United States to be overfed and undernourished.
Hmm.
Okay?
Mm. Too
easy. We're
going
to get more into that next week.
All right.
Okay? Next is physical stress.
Okay.
Okay? We can actually be doing things that are having bad posture, having physical postures, movements, doing things physically that are hard on the body that can result in that same kind of distortion.
Okay.
Results in that energetic breakdown. And I'm going to say that most important here, and you know I'm a doctor of chiropractic, is the spine.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
Now, you know that, just like I said, the most common use of a medical drug worldwide is antidepressants.
Yes.
The most common pain that people have. Yeah, that's right.
Lower back.
I had to put that out there. I already know.
It's back pain. That's right.
Wow.
It's over here.
Spine is the key to life.
Yes, ma'am. I agree with you.
Mm. Okay. So when you start causing a physical injury to the spine,
mm-hmm.
you can actually get, when you get a distortion in the structural positioning of the spine,
all right.
then you start tapping into the house of the central nervous system.
Ooh.
So then you can start actually impairing normal nerve flow and communication through the spinal cord and the nerves that come out from it.
Okay.
This is the way that your brain communicates with your body and your body communicates with your brain.
Mm-hmm.
So that is how something structural can end up resulting, like around your muscles and bones.
Okay.
Can end up resulting in illness in the body
mm.
and other things not working right.
Okay.
Asthma, you know, indigestion, because organs aren't getting the right communication from the brain and they're not communicating well.
Okay.
Now, next week we're going to go further into what to do if you've got physical pain you're living with,
all right.
and what our options are for support, okay?
Love it.
Of actually working on healing the cause.
Mm-hmm.
Now, don't forget, we were talking about those herbal body wraps.
That's right.
Okay? support@holisticlivingwithdrleslie.com
That's
is
right.
how people can contact me.
All right.
In a couple weeks' time, we're relocating right now. In a couple weeks' time, we're going to have new premises set up in Cornelius.
Okay.
And those that are interested in getting something like the herbal body wraps.
I'm first.
Or having, you know, can contact, get more information on that, but it will be available.
That's
okay.
wonderful.
Say, what's the name of your website again? Shout that
out. Well, this is the email address,
yeah.
okay, is support@holisticlivingwithdrleslie.com. That's just DR, no period after it, and
gotcha.
Leslie is with an LIE,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the website is that, holisticlivingwithdrleslie.com.
That's wonderful.
Right. Okay?
All right, tune in next Friday, 11 p.m., and tune in this Tuesday.
11 a.m.
No, this Tuesday, yeah, 11 a.m., sorry. I got the letters mixed up. I'm dyslexic when it comes to time.
It's all right.
It's an energetic mind block.
Yeah.
We're going to work it out.
Yeah.
I was speeding. tune in Tuesday, 7 p.m. for Raising the Bar Radio.
That's right.
All right. And appreciate you guys.
No doubt. It's been a beautiful day. I've loved it.
Signing off.
Got to have that pain to gain. Pain to gain.
G-I-V.
The music just turns me on.
Back in the day and today's R&B.
Oh, that's my jam.
Nah, that's my
G-I-I 103.3 FM, Charlotte's best station for old school, new school, and today's R&B.
What is a boy? What is a man? What is real fatherhood? The Motivated Man Show. Educate, inspire, empower, celebrate. The Motivated Man Show. Fridays at 10 a.m. on WGIV. This show is providing information on manhood and fatherhood. We're promoting positive and healthy images of male youth and men. We also plan to address social, political, and economic challenges that impact individuals, families, and our community. It's The Motivated Man Show, Fridays at 10 a.m. right here on the Soul of Charlotte, WGIV.
Are you in search of a new pediatrician with excellent quality health care for your child? Well, check out Pineville Pediatrics. Call them today at 704-540-3036. Conveniently located near CMC Pineville off of Pineville Matthews Road, 10700 Kettering Drive, Suite D in Charlotte, North Carolina. Pineville Pediatrics open Monday through Friday and the first and third Saturdays of the month. They offer extended hours from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, as well as opening at 7:30 a.m. on Wednesday and Friday, accepting all major insurance and taking walk-ins for the same day. See Dr. Jama at Pineville Pediatrics, a fun-loving source of pediatric care for your child. Call them today at 704-540-3036. That's 704-540-3036. Or check them out online at www.pinevillepediatrics.com.
Mommy, Mommy, I want to go see Dr. Jama.
You know, I started a business some time ago, and I'm having such a hard time on getting the word out. And, you know, I just wish there was something else I could do just to make this thing grow, because it's just kind of frustrating.
So you have a business, and you're thinking of ways to make it expand. Simple. Get in touch with WGIV. Our experienced sales executives can customize a package to fit your budget and your needs. Give us a call at 980-297-7256. Radio is heard by thousands on a daily basis, and it's the perfect way to get the word out about your business. Our sales executives will work one-on-one with you to get the results you need to grow your business. Call us at 980-297-7256. Don't just think about ways to expand your business. Get in touch with our sales executives and let us do it for you. Call 980-297-7256. That's 980-297-7256.
Hi, I'm attorney Craig Asbel. At Asbel Styles, we're a full-service injury firm with over 20 years of combined experience in the Charlotte area. We're licensed in both North Carolina and South Carolina, and we handle all types of personal injury matters, whether it's an auto accident, workers' compensation, or Social Security disability. We've taken on all the major insurance companies, and we know how to win. Let us fight for you. You never pay an attorney fee unless we recover a settlement for you. But at Asbel Styles, it's not just about the settlement. It's about taking care of you, the client. We understand that when you've been injured, it can be a difficult and confusing time for you and your family. At Asbel Styles, we have an experienced and caring staff that'll look out for your interest, give you professional advice, and will always be there when you have questions. At Asbel Styles, we give you the support you need and the justice you deserve. So call us at 704-926-9250 or find us on the web at yourcharlottelawyer.com.
And now coming to the stage, Lockefeller Almighty.
So you want your degree in lockology. You say you want to be the top lockologist. Well, just who are you locking with? You see, if you're not locking with Lockefeller, then you're not locking at all. Pass the ball so we can lock so tight ball heads want to find me. Dreadlock Society, none of y'all can't see me. Lockefeller Almighty. Now repeat after me. Let it grow.
Let it grow.
Let it grow.
And then we twist.
And then we twist.
And let it hang.